What say you, Tim Stearns? Me and you get a pontoon boat. We head on north. Get Brian the Cash Man on board with us, too. We have a little trip up there. What do you say?
You know, I've been to that the bakery. It's outstanding.
Oh, really? Oh, it is so good. In fact, they had previous owners that were there for decades, and they were going to sell the place, and a new couple took it over, and they're doing a heck of a job. The previous owners are happy about it, and the town is happy about it to have them, too. So it's great stuff. Tim Stearns, how are you doing? How's life?
Doing well. Taking in a couple days of good weather and here to be with you, John.
You prefer to be 85 or 65 outside?
I could go for 85. We've had enough cold weather.
All right. It's been quite a stretch here, especially living anywhere close to the lake. You operate out of Arlington Heights. TJ Stearns is the company you founded, and you run, and you help people out in a full-throttle effort to help people with their funding. One-stop shop, right?
Exactly. We've had a couple hard months here with people calling in from this show and our classes and that type of thing. And at the end of the day, people are pretty scared. I just saw that 78% of Americans were convinced that they had enough money for retirement, and that's gone down to 60% in the last 3 months.
60%? So 20% less people think that they now have enough money to retire.
That's right. It's gone down 18% in just 3 months.
That's amazing. Do you think that, and I hate to get to say it this way, but of the 60% that think they have enough for retirement, what percentage of those people do you think are low, are estimating a little bit low?
I think they're estimating a little bit low. Many of these people don't have plans. It was also in the study from Allianz Life was that 96% of them know what they need to do to make that better, but they don't have a plan.
What do you mean by a plan? Because someone might be like, well, I have a 401k, I got an IRA on the side, I'm going to be collecting Social Security, that's my plan. What is your plan different than that plan that someone has?
Well, our plan's going to be all-encompassing, including Social Security, Medicare, all the little things that could pop up on you. We call them the blind spots.
The retirement riddles, as you like to say, too. You wrote a book called that.
That's right.
I think that's the one I always forget to mention when I talk about your stuff on air. I mentioned you help people out so much with taxes and estate planning. But you sit people down and look at Social Security and Medicare and what that could eat away at their thing and their retirement and what they can do to make it better?
Well, to have a plan, you have to have the full landscape looked at. Many of these advisors nowadays are mutual funds and that type of thing, and not really looking at taxation, Medicare, Social Security. The whole thing is woven together, and you need to make sure that you're, not ignoring that.
What do you mean by their mutual funds? Meaning they're pushing certain funds, and that's really all they're doing is just advising you to keep growing it, and we'll see what happens.
The market always comes back. That's the come on. But at the end of the day, is if you're older, you don't have a lot of runway left. That doesn't work.
Right. There could be a lost decade is not all that unheard of. In fact, it's happened in all of our lifetimes, a couple times for some of us. Tim, we're just getting started here. I want to talk about 401k fees. You brought up a great point to me off the air. I want to bring it up to everybody else. We'll do that in a moment. 800-640-2256 is how you reach Tim Stearns. 800-640-2256. More with him. How'd I do, Tim?
You nailed it. Good job.
Thanks so much. Let's talk a little bit about 401ks.
Sure.
They're a great vehicle for saving, right? 401ks are what got me into finance and savings. My first job, Tim, I think I was making like $22,000 out of college. I thought I was living rich. And I had the financial guy who came in to just explain our plans to the whole company sit me down and say, you're 21 years old. Put 35% of your whatever you can away and let me teach you compounding interest. It's been a great vehicle for me. But there are a lot of things about 401ks that I don't think people know about that they should know about, right?
Yes, and there was an article about a year ago from Morningstar, which is an independent source, talking about how it's around 2% what people are paying for in 401ks. So, I mean,
fees, 2%?
Sure,
2%?
Exactly. Yes, because everyone thinks when they're signing up for, let's say, a Vanguard fund, it's only the fees that you're seeing from Vanguard. But there are fees to make the 401k plan work. you know, they have to file things with the government, that type of thing. There's administration to it. And I know every company in the world loves their employees, but there is no free lunch. And they pass those on to us. And that's one of the reasons that we try to advocate for people that are over the age of 59 and a half to look in doing in-service rollovers so they can know exactly what the fees are. They can move them over to an IRA, for example, and know exactly what they're getting for, you know, for what they're paying.
That in-service rollover, you're saying that once you hit that 59 and a half, mm-hmm. there's no longer a penalty to withdraw from your 401k. You're going to put it in an IRA or a vehicle that doesn't right. have the same fee structure that your 401k has.
Well, for our clients, it's full disclosure. They see a line item for what they're paying us. There's no other hidden fees. If we do one trade or if we do 1,000 trades, which, you know, we've done over in my own personal account, there's been about 100 trades in the past 5 months. So we don't charge per trade or anything like that. And, you know, what I ask is, what are you getting for what you're paying?
Mm. Yeah, I think a lot of people don't know this, Tim. And I'll count myself. I knew there were fees, but I didn't realize quite how high the fees were at one of my 401ks because, like a lot of us, we just log in to check the top line number, right?
Exactly.
Like, and you see, oh, it's going up or it's going down because of the markets. But generally speaking, it's going up. I have an account, a 401k from a previous company that is just sitting there. So one day I decided to open it up and go, well, what are the account details here?
Yeah.
And I was shocked every quarter, Tim, at how much I was paying. I called to complain. Of course, yep. I haven't done anything about it yet because I'm not 59 and a half. But sure. like maybe there are options for me that I'm just not that I'm missing out there.
Well, that's one of the things we will talk to people about. If you have old 401ks, you're paying for those, make sure you consolidate them into something that, you know, you can have someone looking out for your best interest. Even if it's yourself, at least you'll know what you're getting for and what you're paying at that point.
So you guys have full transparency. So like what mm-hmm. and we talked about last time about how sure. you get paid to do yep. what you do. What is it? Is it in like a statement? Do you mail something out every quarter just showing here's what
exactly.
here's where your money is and by the way, here's what you paid me?
Yes, they see that on the statement, but they can also see it online every day.
And that's huge because people are able to do that. So 401ks not free. And not always the best place just to park your money. Are there things that I could do, like someone that's maybe younger than 59 and a half? Am I stuck with those 401ks where they are? Roll them together?
No.
What do I do?
If you're not working at a company, you can roll those over into an IRA. And if you're still there, then the 59 and a half rule kicks in.
What about Roth 401k? More companies are offering that. Is that a great option for people, or should people stay with the pre-tax one?
No, as the great Ed Slott says, take advantage of that as much as you can. Never waste these small income tax rates that we're having right now that look like they're going to be made permanent here pretty soon.
I do want to caution people to talk to HR just to make sure because I think,
sure.
Tim, some places they only do the match on the pre-tax 401k. So let's say you have a 3% match at your company. You'd mm-hmm. have to select 3% in the pre-401k. Free, and then do the rest in a Roth. Does that make any sense what I just said out loud, Tim?
Yeah. So, I mean, the company wants the write-off, so they are going to do a pre-tax. But for you personally, you can do the employee side as a Roth.
Right. Someone wanted to ask me, have me ask you about the rule of 55, which I believe is about people who are 55 years old withdrawing funds from their employer-sponsored retirement plans without the 10% penalty. Do you know much about the rule of 55?
The ones that I usually see with that are 457s.
Mm-hmm.
457s where people like work for a police department or something like that, or even a teacher, a 403B, that they allow the rule of 55. That is definitely a thing. I'm very familiar with that.
So nonprofits and things.
Correct.
Along. Okay, that makes
yeah,
sense.
Municipalities.
What else do we need to know about 401ks? I think a lot of times we're in the target fund, right, Tim? And we think,
right, yeah.
We're fine. We got the target fund to retirement. And maybe that was great when we're in our 30s. But I've read places that they are far too conservative when you're young and they're far too crazy when you're old.
Well, think about this. The Vanguard 2015 fund lost 9.7% in 2022. So that thinking is that I've been retired for 7 years and I lost almost 10% of my 401k. They are no silver bullet. And I would tell anyone who's in something like that, they should look at some other options.
Because the more conservative 401ks, they try and replicate what that 60-40 equity to bond rule that we've seen is just not working anymore.
It does not. It's failed six or seven times over the past 25 years. And, you know, what is the great Einstein always said? You know, what is the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. The 60-40 doesn't work.
Tim, who should be calling you, my friend?
Anyone who's worried about retirement and wants to retire. You know, and wants to know what goes into that. You know, it's the easy part is the accumulation. It's the decumulating when you want to, you know, retire and figure out what that roadmap looks like.
Yeah, because when that number starts going down, if right. it does start going down, it can be a whole nother mindset. And you work right. on ways to not only keep that number going up when possible, but also to keep your income going and keep that going up as you get older.
Exactly. And, you know, the commercials always say, what's in your wallet? Well, what's in your portfolio? You know, a lot of people are betting on these Magnificent Seven, which now it's Magnificent Six because of Apple. But at the end of the day, they shouldn't be doing that in 401ks at their ages.
800-640-2256. 800-640-2256. No minimum. Call Tim. He'll help you out. He helps out our WGN listeners all the time. He's an approachable guy. Tim, you're the best. You talk through it with people. Take care, my friend. Okay, we'll do it again soon.
All right, John. Have a good night.
That's Tim Stearns of TJ Stearns. 800-640-2256. We'll talk again tomorrow night. We got news coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN.